here's a story from The World.
The health of Alexei Navalny is becoming a question of diplomatic urgency. The Russian opposition leader is on a hunger strike in prison, and his health is deteriorating. Here's U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan speaking yesterday on CNN.
We have communicated to the Russian government that what happens to Mr. Navalny in their custody is their responsibility, and they will be held accountable by the international community.
Vladimir Milov is an advisor to Alexei Navalny, and he joins us from Vilnius, Lithuania. Vladimir, first of all, what can you tell us about Navalny's current condition?
There is a grave danger to his health, which is pretty usual to expect because I've seen many hunger strikes before, and usually after that, almost 3 weeks into a hunger strike, the condition of person who does it must be essentially very bad. So we got to do something urgently to save him.
So Navalny's personal medical team wants to treat him, but they weren't granted access. How do you know exactly what his medical condition is?
We know some bits and pieces and fragments of information. First, we know his reports about his health condition, how he feels it himself. There were some of the medical test results provided to his team somehow by the penal colony. So we know generally bits and pieces of information. Bottom line, the main conclusion from that is that there is a justified grave concern for his health. And some of the medics have been commenting it, going as far as saying that he could die in a minute.
Until doctors actually see him, I guess we won't know precisely what's going on. How worried are you that Navalny could soon die in prison?
I'm very severely worried for two reasons. First is we now clearly see that there are symptoms that he is not fully recovered from the Novichok poisoning. Some symptoms like numbness in the hands, not in the legs, but in the hands of Navalny show that there is no connection with the back pain. This is probably some residue effect from his poisoning. Point number two is he's been firmly denied a real normal medical treatment since he first complained about his health condition. All of that combined, this is all increasing our concern because it means that some foul play is involved. The authorities have something to hide.
We know Alexei Navalny as the man who was poisoned, likely by Putin's government, and who still returned to Russia to fight against Putin. Vladimir, you're an opposition politician yourself. What is it like being an opponent of Vladimir Putin's?
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous because, listen, I've seen many of my friends, colleagues, being either murdered, like Boris Nemtsov, or facing murder attempts, sometimes more than one, like Vladimir Karamurza, who was poisoned twice. We all face continuous threats of like being arrested, intimidated, physically assaulted. It's really dangerous. But on the bright side of things, I have to say that when you're in Russia and you're a prominent opposition figure, you're being approached by many people on the street, in transportation, in stores during the day who say that, listen, we saw you on YouTube. We know what you're doing. We know you're part of Navalny's team. We greatly appreciate and support what you do. We're all against Putin. So there is a major movement, a bottom-up grassroots movement in Russia emerging for defending the normal future, the freedom of our country against Putin's regime. So Navalny and his team, we really did a lot in the past few years to force this great awakening of the Russian people, which is happening right now. So danger is one thing, but there is also the positive, the bright side, which tells you that Russia has a future, a normal democratic future.
Vladimir, finally, we heard Jake Sullivan, the U.S. National Security Advisor, earlier saying that there will be repercussions if anything happens to Navalny. What role do you think the international community has here?
First, we are very grateful for solidarity expressed by various members of the international democratic community. However, I think in terms of Western government's response, it's a bit too slow because they say that, yeah, there will be consequences if Navalny dies, but that might happen any minute now. So some stronger action is needed if there's real solidarity just beyond words. We still hope something of that is going to happen. We have been talking to American officials multiple times, and there's one clear issue which I think is broadly supported by the Russian public itself, sanctions against Kremlin-linked oligarchs and financiers and enablers who actually keep and control the stolen money. That's not okay that Putin and his clique continue to rob Russia and safely store stolen money in the West. It has to be stopped. We want to see action, and I think it's going to be hugely supported by masses of Russian population, because oligarchs are universally hated in Russia much more than anything else.
Vladimir Milov is an independent Russian politician and an advisor to Alexei Navalny, speaking with us about Navalny's condition as he's being held in a Russian prison. Vladimir, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.